This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about what to do when nobody is noticing the good that you are doing. If you are someone that is working to better yourself, to be a higher vibrational being, and it just seems like nobody seems to notice, nobody is giving you the value and the respect that you have earned by trying to improve, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how to get people to notice, but also to move to that next level so that you can operate with inner peace. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this idea for this podcast comes from a question that I've heard quite a few times, and it's, why don't people recognize the good that I'm doing? Why don't people see my growth? Why don't people say positive things about my growth? Because it seems like what most people do is they tend to notice the negative. And what we have to understand is that people respond to what affects them. And so if you're someone that deals with negativity or depression or that low frequency thinking, and that's how you've been for a long time, people are used to that energy that you create. And so when you create that energy around people, they respond because it's not something that they want. If it's something that you're trying to change and you're trying to elevate from, then it's definitely something that somebody else does not want in their life. And it's not a good or a bad thing. It doesn't make you a bad person or an evil person for having this energy. In fact, it makes you a very powerful person, because I believe that we are here for a reason. We are here to understand love in every possible way. And so if you've come to this experience and you struggle with depression, anxiety, like those negative vibrational way of being, I believe that you're here to solve it. Those things are not you. You are not a negative being. You are experiencing energy that does not resonate with you, and that's why you want to change. But when you go through this negative way of thinking, when you live a life of anxiety, of hurt, of pain, of trauma, and you're able to find love, you're able to find forgiveness, then you become a very powerful person. You become the change that we want to see in the world. So you have to recognize that you don't need other people to recognize the good. You don't need other people to recognize your growth. The energy that you create will influence them in a positive way, and that is what you need. You need to become the example that's so strong that's so committed to an energy that when people are around you, they are forced to level their energy up as well. Because if they don't, they will be uncomfortable. So let's try to ease away from needing the validation. That doesn't mean the validation isn't helpful. It doesn't mean it isn't good and it doesn't encourage you. It absolutely does. And I'm so appreciative of everything that you're doing to be the best version of you. If you're listening to this podcast, that means you're on a growth journey. I'm on a growth journey. Like, we're all trying to improve. All of us right now that are connected, listening to this podcast, are all trying to improve. So that includes you. So recognize the good that you're doing for you, and then be the change that you need to see for other people. But you have to understand, people don't want to be discomforted. People are trying to make it through their own experience. So when you do something that is low energy, when you have anxiety or that negative energy that can bring people down, and you present that to people, whether it's intentional or not, they are going to acknowledge it. But when you do something that's the opposite of that, so there's a scenario where maybe you normally would have a lot of anxiety or your depression, you would speak negatively, and you just don't do that, then it's going to be a neutral experience for them, but it's a positive experience for you because you conquered a demon. You did something opposite of what was your norm. You responded positively to something. You were neutral about something. You were at peace for an event. But people aren't going to always recognize that. They're just going to feel comfortable around you. And that's the win. The more that people want to be around you, the more that people start asking you about the things that you're doing, that means you're on the right path. You do not need and you shouldn't require people to acknowledge and praise the good things that you're doing. They should, and that's a great thing when they do, but that does not mean you're being good or bad based on what other people's perception is of you. So if you find yourself asking that question, why can't people see who I am? It's because people can barely see who they are. Most people are just going through the day. They go to sleep, they wake up, and they do what is required of them. They are not waking up thinking about the impact they can make. They're not waking up thinking about, how can I change my frequency? How can I be a better person? Most people are just sleepwalking every single day. But that's not you. But we can't judge others for not being at the state that we're in. And maybe they're a positive person. Maybe they're a very happy person. Maybe they're joyful, they're at peace, like all of those things. Just because you're those things doesn't mean you understand frequency and understand raising it, understand leveling yourself up. But you do. You know that there's something different that you want to change, and you're on that path. So next time you feel yourself getting frustrated, next time you feel yourself getting angry because people aren't noticing all the good that you're doing, show them gratitude. Allow that to be a reinforcement. Recognize if they're not saying anything about when you're doing something good, that means you're providing a positive experience. You see, if you are always a positive person, if you are always providing high value energy at all times, it wouldn't bother you if people said something or not, because that's who you are. And so if you're trying to become something, you have to think like the thing that it is. And so if you are going to be a positive, loving, healed person, then that's who you are. You don't need people to recognize it to remind you that that's who you are. So remember that you are what you decide you want to be. If you need validation for certain things, that doesn't mean the validation is bad. It's actually very good and something we should be giving at all times. When you see somebody do something out of their comfort zone or do something that's positive, we should be the ones congratulating them, telling them how proud we are of them, like being the change that we want to see. But when people don't see it for us, think like the version of you that is that. Don't think like the version of you that's trying to become that. And I hope that makes sense, because once we start thinking and acting as if we are, then we become. If you're thinking about, this is what I want to be, then you're creating a separation of your true self. Your true self is healed energy. Your true self is positive frequency. Your true self is love. You're just trying to find your way back to it. That's what we're all doing. We are all connected, and we are all trying to find our way back to that healed state. The journey that you're on is a specific one. It's an extremely valuable one that matters so much. Without you, we wouldn't have the unique perspective that you're providing. And the same goes with me, the same goes with your neighbor, the same goes with every single person on the planet. We are all equally valuable when it comes with our perspective and what we can do with building positive energy. So let's be that high frequency, not think of it as something that we're trying to become or something that we're working to be. Just be it and make all your decisions, all your perspective as somebody that's in a positive mindset. And once we do that, we can be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful. This was definitely a tough one to get through. I really wanted to get this message out because so many of you are working so hard to be the best versions of yourself. I, for one, want to say thank you so much. And I know that there's a lot of you because you're tuning into this podcast and I see the messages and the stories that you share and they're so amazing. And just remember, if people aren't recognizing it around you, don't have judgment to them. Don't have judgment against yourself. Just think as if you're that high vibrational being and give them love and forgiveness. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So I appreciate everybody that has messaged me there as well. And if you are someone that wants to level up, I am taking on one more client right now for my one-on-one coaching. It's all about raising your vibration, building that positive mindset, and then achieving what it is that's most important to you. If you want to go ahead and schedule your success session, there's a link down below. That session is actually free. It's a chance for us to talk about your situation. And then if it makes sense for us to work together, we can talk about that as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.